Janai Thornton, our financial specialist, is here, and today we're talking about getting out of debt.
For real.
Staggering statistics we have here. 76% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. 90% of Americans buy things that they cannot afford.
90%.
Average American is in $16,748 in credit card debt. And the average American is in $134,643 of total debt. That's including the mortgage.
Yes.
And that's the average American.
That's average, yes. That means some other people have a whole lot more than that. Yes.
Goodness.
That's crazy. But 76% of the people in America are just getting by paycheck to paycheck. And you know we get those calls all the time up here. People just struggling, just trying to make it happen. So we need to talk about what are we going to do to get out of debt. But first I want to start with, why are people actually in debt for real?
Yeah, like what are the top five reasons why people are in debt? Like, what are some of the reasons they're in debt? Why is this?
Well, people can't get out of debt. Part of it is, I think it's just social pressure. You know that whole saying, keeping up with the Joneses, this social media, all of this stuff. People feel pressure, and so people are spending money, that 90%, are buying things that they simply just cannot afford.
Can't afford it.
Whether it's for yourself or your kids, but that constant pressure. So that's definitely number one.
Wow.
I think people just aren't willing to sacrifice.
No sacrifice.
Because, you know, in order to get out of debt, lose weight, whatever you want to accomplish, start a new business, like you're gonna have to give up something.
Delay gratification.
Yeah, for sure. And for probably a very extended period of time too. And we got to get okay with that.
Yeah, number three.
Fearing change. It's just like, although this is painful and we don't like it, we just gonna keep rocking with this because we're used to this. And I think a lot of times people just get used to being in debt, not realizing that their life can actually be different.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number four.
And number four is being addicted to stuff.
Yeah,
you know, shopping is a national pastime.
And that grocery store, too. Lord have mercy.
Whether it's the grocery store, the mall, online shopping, it's just so easy to spend money now. It is crazy how easy it is.
Number five.
And then I think people just don't know how to get out of debt. They're so far in it, and they're like, what the heck do I do? They don't even know where to start. So that's what we want to cover today.
That's good stuff. Hanging out with Janai Thornton, if you're just not tuning in. She's our financial specialist, and we're getting you out of debt today. It starts today. Really crazy thing. I'm watching the Michael Jackson story on Lifetime, and I realized that Mike had a lot of money tied up, and he was actually on his way to go back on tour because he just had so much debt, and he was buying just excessive stuff on top of stuff.
Hey, that's a lot of rappers and musicians.
Hey, look here. That's that Christmas scene when he was walking through the toy store.
Right. I want that.
Oh, you
I
saw it
that.
Too.
Like, I saw it too.
I thought we said we weren't going to do it.
No, it just kind of popped up.
It kind of popped up, and my wife.
You get stuck on it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was good. It's a great show. And so let's go with some steps. Like, what are the initial steps people can take to eliminate debt? Just initial steps.
Well, the very first thing we all need to do is, how much debt are we in for real? Because I ask people that question is, around, that's a number. Who do you owe and how much do you owe them? And you got to write that down, but you got to come to terms with that, because a lot of people just avoid that right from the beginning. But we have to have a starting place. Like, where are we? So let's go ahead and figure that number out based on your monthly bills and what's on your credit report too. Let's not forget about that. But how much do you owe?
Yes. A number.
Yes.
Not like, a kinda about
no.
How much do you owe?
By each creditor. Let's list them out. And let's not be afraid to do that, because a lot of people are having an emotional reaction to us just saying that. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. Let's just write that down.
Okay. So I'm online right now, and somebody says, Willie Moore Jr., I got a lot of debt.
Right.
Should I start with the biggest debt?
Right.
Or the smallest debt?
Right. I personally believe in what you were talking about when we were off the air, which is the snowball method, which is starting with the smallest bill first. Yeah. That's the one with the smallest balance, because I like seeing that progress.
Oh, I love it too.
So when I was climbing out of debt, that's exactly how we did it. We started with the smallest bill first. Keep in mind, you have to make the minimum payment on all your other bills first.
Right.
You got to be doing that. And then you're going to begin to tackle each one by one by one. But there's a commitment and a plan to do that.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of times people want it to be magical. It's not going to fall out the sky.
Yeah,
it could take you years.
I hear people saying it all the time. Right. I went in the credit card. It said it was clear. And then I'm sitting in the back like, mine never said that. So is there another step that I can take? I've been praying on it.
Right.
It is Money Monday in the studio with me. It's my sister, Janai Thornton, and we're talking about getting you out of debt. Now, Janai Thornton let us know that 76% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. 90% of Americans buy things that they cannot afford. The average credit card debt is almost $17,000. The total debt in households across the country is nearly $135,000.
Yes.
Janai told us this. First thing that we have to do is know how much we owe.
Yes.
Not like I think I owe kind of, but how much. What is that number so we can be aggressive about attacking our debt?
And it's tough. She made me do it with my student loans, and I was was hurt.
Did she get close to you, too?
Oh,
and just
God,
was like,
you know she
you
scooted
can do
up
this
all
now.
In my face. But I needed to know because I thought it was less than that. And so when I saw the real number, it was like, you got to get serious about doing something.
Mm-hmm. It's something about when you see that number. She made me do the same number, too, when it came to the taxes that I owed.
Right.
And when I looked at it, I was like, I was surprised. And then she told me that you can do this.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you need validation.
Mindset.
I was like,
absolutely.
It was almost like a Ayanna Van Zandt
and
moment.
And you really started attacking. Like, even watching you be like, I'm going to pay this off because we have to know. If you avoid it, you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
And so many of us have just gotten used to running from it, not acknowledging it. So why not? Let's just face it. It's just a number. We've attached some sort of emotion to this number. And so we just have to get to business and get to a plan to begin to pay this off.
Indeed. So, Janai, I want to know this. Like, many times people see financial specialists.
Right.
And it's like, well, of course you know how to do it.
Right.
But what was it like for you coming up? Because I heard you kind of say, well, you know, when we were in debt,
right,
I couldn't imagine you
me
being in debt at this point in my life. Keeping it 100. I'm talking about stacks on debt.
Right.
You hear me? But what was it like for you and Dave, your husband, when you all initially got married? And what was that process like for you all?
Well, think about it. You know, first of all, I had my first child when I was in college at 21.
Wow.
So two kids by 25, we were struggling because you think we had nothing. He was still in school. We were just still trying to figure it out. And so we come into, you know, adulthood. We're coming into marriage already behind because we've already started out with our family so young. So struggling just to make ends meet. And then once we moved to Atlanta, I'm thinking, you know, hey, I want to work from home. And I quit my job without a plan.
Wow.
And when I tell you, we hit the ground hard because I was did all the way there because we were not prepared for that. And so we literally had to get a plan together and begin to dig our way out.
And then wait, real quick. So what was that plan like? Was it like, okay, cool, we're not going to do this? Did you downsize? What was that plan like?
And what we did was same thing. We literally just wrote everything out. What do we owe? And then we just started attacking one bill after the other, after the other. And so as our business began to grow, like I said, the best financial decision we've ever made was we had been making really good money for 5 years and we never moved.
Right.
We didn't upgrade anything. We didn't buy anything. We didn't do anything. We didn't make any changes to our life. So that allowed us to not just get caught up, but that allowed us to pay everything off.
Wow.
And that has changed my life. And you're talking about almost 20 years ago now.
Wow.
But that is the reason why we have the stability that you're talking about, is because we made that sacrifice on the front end, but it was hard and it took us years to get there. It's not like, you know, this money fell out the sky and everything was wonderful. It took us years to dig our way out.
So can we back up a little bit? So let's talk about the plan and a lot of people wanting to be like, you know, God told me I got to quit my job and I'm ready to go.
Right.
How do you plan and prepare for that as opposed to just quitting your job and being like, I'm done, I'm out.
God told me to quit.
God told me I'm out.
Yeah, and I quit. I was running from something rather than running to something.
Okay.
And so as a result of that, in my head, I was like, oh, this is going to pop off right away. We're going to be straight. It's all going to be perfect.
That sounds familiar.
And you know, it just took a lot longer than what I expected. It did. And Willie over here shaking his head.
Right.
He knows what that struggle is like. And so I'm not suggesting that people don't leave their job. But what I would have done differently was I would have paid my bills off for a longer period of time.
Okay.
I would have asked myself some questions. What if this does take longer than what I think?
Yeah.
How am I going to manage that? The stress that that caused in my relationship, that's the most stressful time of my entire marriage.
Indeed. So, Janai, just real quick.
Yes.
I know that there are some amazing apps that people can use and tools that they can use to pay down debt faster.
Yes.
Do you have some of those apps or different tools that they can use?
Yeah, here are a few things I want people to check out. One is Student Loan Hero. That's a very popular one. Unbury.me, Mint, and Ready for Zero.
Indeed.
So those are good apps people should try.
That's amazing.